And we'll get Carly Anderson in here for a quick moment. And we've gotten a chance to talk to Carly earlier this year. Carly, thanks for joining us here on the broadcast. After what was a tough loss, obviously they got out to that hot start where they just, you know, it didn't seem like they could miss in the first quarter. What were you guys able to do there in the second quarter to really limit them and try to get back in the game there?
Yeah, they started out pretty hot in the first quarter, so we just knew we needed to ramp up our defense. Our defense has been a strong suit for us this year, so we just need to communicate better, know where the shooters are, get hands up in the face. We switched from our 2-3 to 3-2. They had a lot of height going in compared to us, so we were preparing for more throws inside and stuff like that. So, yeah, just the adjustment of knowing where their shooters were and getting hands up in their face.
Yeah, their shooters really came out and got things going there for them early. Obviously, you know, two nights in a row where you've got two tough losses where you're right there in the game. Now you guys have to go and play Crosstown Pella on Friday night. How do you guys prepare for that and, you know, wipe these two games from your memory and try to bounce back and go beat Pella on Friday night?
Yeah, we've definitely had a tough streak with we're just in it, and then we just kind of let our foot off the gas a little bit. So obviously Pella is a very crosstown rival, always a difficult game for us, really one we want to get. And yeah, we just need to shake these games. We just need to get something going. We need to get our offense. We need to get multiple people hot on the same night and ramp up our defensive intensity, and I think we can go out and get one on Friday.
Absolutely. And you talk about needing to get that offense ramped up. What are some of those things that you're seeing on the court that you feel like will give you guys the advantage to try to, you know, find more offense and find more ways to score?
Yeah, well, we obviously are a team of guards. We shoot a lot of threes, and we just need to get more threes up. We don't have a big post player like we did last year and the last few years to rely on. So we need to have more people dribble penetrating just a little bit more to get defenders to sink in, to get more open threes. The more we can shoot, the more we'll fall, and we just need to get more threes up.
Absolutely. Carly, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to get to talk Pelicans and basketball with you for the second time this year. We look forward to seeing what you guys can do Friday night against Pella, assuming that the snow doesn't come and ruin that opportunity for you guys to get to renew that crosstown rivalry. But again, thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you on Friday night.
Thank you.
All right, that was Carly Anderson of the Pella Christian girls basketball team joining us after what was a tough 45-28 loss, where the score does not really reflect how the game was played.